Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, the Food and Drug Administration is working to create a uniform definition of ultra-processed foods, opening the door to regulating one of the main targets of Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s Make America Healthy Again, or MAHA movement. The agency, in partnership with Health and Human Services, along with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, is asking stakeholders for information and data that'll help establish a federally recognized definition of ultra-processed foods. There's no single authoritative definition for ultra-processed foods for the U.S. food supply. Now, a definition, they say, could help shape future regulation, including what types of food can be eligible for school lunch or food assistance benefit programs. Ultra-processed foods such as chips, sodas, and packaged bread make up more than half of the total dietary energy consumed in high-income countries, including right here in the United States. So, a lot going on with the Make America Healthy Again movement, or MAHA, and certainly those of us in rural America continue to watch the MAHA movement with a very closeful eye. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.